and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is Chris Mosby.
And Caleb Gerard. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, that's fine. I screwed that up. This is episode 48, and we're calling it Tallying the Tens. Since we've done the intros already, we are going to be talking about the new 52 initiative. They're up to the 10th issue, a lot of them, and some of them are new. To be talking about what were of those of the originals that we're still reading, what we have dropped, probably why. On top of that,
and because 52 is not, and because 10 is not easily divisible by 3, we had to tell Murray he couldn't come today. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I believe he had a pelting and trapping convention to go to.
Yes. Yes, it was. There was much bloodshed, so he.
I see.
And he's into the blood, so.
Okay. Well, you know, we all have our hobbies, so.
I thought this was it.
Well, you know, you never know.
Thought we had nothing else in our lives.
Let's see. Okay, well, I heard that you have notes, so you take it away, man.
I do have some notes, and Murray was nice enough to take some time to type some stuff out on the Facebook for us. And
good, because you know, before his fingers got all bloodied and broken, you know.
I know it'll be interesting to see how he hunts and pecks. Though you can tell this was typed on a reader or his iPad or something like that, because it has the inevitable switching of the A and the S all over the place.
Ah, yes, isn't that terrible when it happens?
I'm finding myself. I got this new e-reader, and I'm finding myself, you know, when I'm typing out Facebook entries or emails and stuff like that, I'm always doing that. I'm switching up the freaking A and the S.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, whatever.
A and the S. Well, they're real close together on a keyboard, so you know.
No, I understand that, and I don't know why those two keep getting traded off.
I do it all the time too.
Yes, you do. Kidding. All right, so I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna use the Wikipedia page, but it's got the nice layout. It's got the nice setup of all the titles. They're even nice enough to update it to break it down by the what do they call it? What are they calling them? The Justice League, Batman, Superman books, the families.
Yes, the different families, right?
Whew, that was a little rough. So I mean, the obvious ones that we talk about real quickly are the canceled books. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Mr. Terrific, none of us are reading anymore. Yeah. Static Shock, we're not reading.
Those didn't make it to 10.
Right, Hawk and Dove, OMAC, Blackhawks, and Men of War. None of those are around anymore. And I think when it came to the end there,
I think
the only one reading was OMAC. So and then there's a bunch that are going to be done with issue 12. So they're going to make it 13 issues. What? What did he say? He said 12, but then 13, because there's going to be 0 issues.
Yes, exactly.
Even of the canceled titles, which seems just. These are, but we'll.
Yeah, they're putting that in the DC Universe Presents number 0, aren't they? A lot of stories about a lot of those.
Oh, the original canceled. Yeah, I think there's like 2 titles that aren't making the cut to the, the DC Universe Presents 0, but that's okay.
Yeah, let's see. So what? Let's go over the ones that got canceled at 12 real quick.
You want to cover those? Okay, so Justice League International.
Yep.
We'll have it 0 and then it's 12.
It's 12 first and then 0.
Right? Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So I have sporadically been reading it. I was a little shocked. And spoilers.
Yeah.
They killed Rocket Red. I was a little shocked about that.
Yeah, that was interesting. You know, I like that title. But it was just a little off somehow, you know?
And Mr. Murray is, in fact, reading as well, but only for the OMAC appearances, and he's claiming that there's not enough OMAC, so...
Yeah. Yeah, they really changed that character, too.
He should read the latest issue, which has the Hulk in it, which was really cool. I mean, I'm sorry, OMAC doing the Hulk.
I think I read that. I don't remember.
Hulk, OMAC, you must get angry to break the bonds that are holding us. And then Korean breaks the bonds. And then they calm it down. So, sorry. Captain Atom by team favorite JT Krull.
Yep. Canceled his issue 0 following number 12.
Yeah.
And
nobody cares.
Resurrection Man. All of those are ones I was not reading anyway. I had stopped. The only one I had read past one was Justice League and Captain Atom, and I dropped Captain Atom about 4 or 5 ish because it just wasn't going anywhere.
I thought I'd stick with Resurrection Man, but it was just. And I picked up number 9, which was the crossover with Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I had stopped at number 3, and I do not plan on getting number 10. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. Sorry, Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning, who are usually very good. Which, by the way, Hypernaturals, I picked up. Very good.
Yeah. Now, I also should mention, because you talk about that, them usually being good. Some stuff that George Perez has said is pretty much what I was hoping wasn't going to happen, that all these titles are tightly editorially controlled.
And, editorialized.
Yes. I don't think a lot of what goes on the books is up to the writers and artists. From what he said, you know, they kept changing their mind on Power Girl's costume for World's Finest, so it screwed him out of being able to sell the original art, which it wouldn't have bothered me. Personally, I'd have bought it anyway because I love George Perez. But anyway, you know, that's unfortunate that that's the way it is, but it does make sense when you read some of these things and you don't understand what the hell they're doing.
Well, and then it's it will be interesting to see how many people follow Chris Roberson and go independent. Because, I mean, with Monkey Brain, which we can talk about in a couple weeks.
Oh,
looks like Chris Roberson is really trying to make a go of it. And I would be willing to bet a lot of these comments that Perez made, Roberson would be happy to support.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference being that George Perez said it in such a way that he didn't really burn any bridges. He's just saying, hey, you know, things have not gone exactly the way I thought they would, but I'm loving working on Earth 2, that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
And the last one to be canceled, Voodoo, which none of us are reading. I think Murray dropped it. So.
Yeah, he was the one that just absolutely loved it.
Yep, and he even stopped reading it, which is a shame because it's a, you know, Jim Lee really needs to have more of his characters exposed.
And there's some news, too. We can go over that when we get to the particular title involved.
All right.
More creator changes.
What?
Yeah.
I love that the press release from Marvel over their new 52 guy. I can't believe I said that. Their new direction. We're not gonna cancel titles and switch creative teams too early. It's like, really? That subtle? Subtle, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's start again. Thank you, Wikipedia. The Justice League family of titles.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Justice League by Geoff Johns and Jim Lee with a backup of Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading it.
Yeah, I am too. I really like it. I mean, a lot of people don't like the Justice League part. I know that's what Murray said, but I like it, and I've read John's stuff for a long time, so I know to expect the longer burn instead of the quick one. So he's building stuff up for later on. So,
and I have to agree with Murray. He said, you know, look, if Cyborg, who is the only character, the only main character in the book, he doesn't have his own title.
Yeah.
They should do more with him, and they're just making him this you know, all-knowing guy, know things, so don't fuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't handled it very well. I agree with that.
But, you know, we'll see how this hero is here.
Hmm? Especially since they made such a big deal about including him.
Oh, yeah. It might as well have included Martian Manhunter. But I guess that's a story for another day.
Yes, exactly.
I look forward to when they finally explore that story point.
Yeah, that one little... Was that a double-page panel that they put in Stormwatch that showed that?
I think it was just one page. I think it was
that was in Justice League, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just when they were when Green Arrow was trying out, so to speak, and they were like, "Well, you remember the one time we let an eighth member in, and you know how that turned out."
It shows them all fighting him.
Yeah, and losing.
Yeah, it looked like they were losing. That's true.
Because he's a badass.
Yeah, he is. I kind of like the way they've changed him.
Yes.
But I would like to see him more. Because I've always liked that character ever since the Grant Morrison JLA run.
We can come back to him. He will be mentioned a little bit later on. And then the Shazam story, I'm it's okay. I'm not as big a fan of it as Murray. It is his reason for reading Justice League, I get the impression.
Yeah. Well, and it hasn't really taken off yet either. So
talk about the slow burn.
Yeah, it's really slow.
We've seen Black Adam first.
Yeah, it's true.
And Savannah, or kind of butched out, you know, tough looking Savannah. But God, that Gary Frank art just bothers me.
I liked it. I had issues with it before the Superman and the Legion thing in action years ago, but I've come to like it. So,
did you pick up Batman Earth 1?
I have ordered it. It is on its way. Okay. I got it from DCBS since when things first come out, they slash the price. It's like half or whatever. I always try to get them from them instead of like the local shop or even Amazon, because Amazon, the most they do usually is 30-35%, and if I can afford it when it first comes out, then I always get them on there. So
DCBS, not a show sponsor, are a really good resource. I've used them.
Yes, they are very good.
My biggest problem with DCBS is having to order in bulk to get the full impact of the discount.
Yes, that is true. That was my only source for several years.
How do you wait a month? Jesus.
I know. Yeah, I was getting it every other week, but it just got too expensive, and and then all of a sudden the shop here showed up. So.
And then all was well. Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah.
Aquaman, also by Jeff Johns, with art by Von Riesch and Joe Prado, and beautiful looking book. It's a lovely book.
I don't think I've read 10 yet. I got a big
set aside about 20 seconds, and you.
I can't believe you said that before. There wasn't. It was just a bunch of pictures.
It was lovely. I mean, if I wanted to buy an Yvonne Riesch pinup book, I certainly would consider it. But this is not what I want from my monthly comic book fix. I don't want a pinup book.
Yeah, I understand.
Nothing happened. There was very little, dialogue. Aquaman was in it for a heartbeat, and
oh really?
Yeah, I mean, it focused on the others, which is fine, but something should, nothing actually happened in the issue.
Interesting.
Unlike Wonder Woman, where something happens every page.
Oh, yeah, that is a great book. I am so shocked that I'm enjoying that so much. But that Azzarello and usually Chang, sometimes they have a guest, but he's just doing such a great job on that book. It's amazing.
It is. Why are you shocked that you're liking this book?
I'm sure. Because I've never been interested in Wonder Woman in any shape or form. That's why. And when this came out, when I heard this was going to, I was like, I was going to buy them all. And I was going to give it a shot. I wasn't really looking forward to it. And then started reading it, and it was just, whoa, I love it. And I look forward to it every month. So. Just to, because he's just got such a different way of doing it.
He really does. And real quick, Murray is still reading Aquaman, but he has the same problems that we do. And he does not mention Wonder Woman in his little...
Yeah, he doesn't, does he?
his tirades. I'm a little shocked. I thought he was, in fact, on board with Wonder Woman, but we can always bug him about that later. I love it. I love the new take. We talked about this a bit last week, but I'm really loving the take on the Greek gods. I think that's actually one of my favorite points in the book.
Mm-hmm.
The Hades character was great. I can't even name the characters. I'm so bad, but enjoying it. I really like it.
It is good.
Poseidon. Oh my god! When him as a big giant ugly fish, that was very cool. And then the Flash, written and drawn by Francis Manapul,
mm-hmm.
Co-plotted by Brian Bucciolato, and with him doing inks. Mostly good.
I was just thinking, you know, the art is, which I think number 10, they've got, I don't know if Manipal does as much in it. It looks different.
I don't remember there being different credits on it, but.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find it. I don't see him in here. But anyway, I like the art a lot. The plot and the story is just kind of, it's okay. The art's been carrying the story up to this point, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no, I agree. Hey, hold on. I left my reader in the other room. I'll be back in a second. All right.
But anyway, I'll vamp a little bit. But yeah, so the listeners aren't dead air. But anyway, yeah, it's just, the art is great. The story's okay, you know. I enjoyed, you're back?
I'm back. Sorry. Okay,
that's fine. I was vamping for the listeners.
What? No dead air?
Yeah, I was trying to stall. But anyway, I was about to say I enjoyed Geoff Johns' Flash better, but at least it's coming out on time.
Yeah, well then, you can't knock DC for their timing. Everything has been on time every single month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe just they've had one book that was like a couple of weeks late, but it didn't slip an entire month.
Which was what?
I think it was Justice League.
Yeah, you're right. Where it was Justice League. Where's my copy of The Flash? Ah!
So you're going completely digital now, right?
I know. I get all my books digital, but I'm still buying a couple of hard copies. I'm getting, you know, I get, you know, Justice League is one I keep getting the hard copies of. And I'll mention them as we go. I can say
yes
if you want.
Because the reason I ask is the comic shop has been sliding a little, and they still claim that Legion number 10 never came out, which, you know, I bought it this week on Comicology. It was on Comicology the day that it was supposed to be released, but for whatever reason, they haven't got any, and they don't know that it's even out.
Do they? And so they're blaming?
No, they haven't said anything. They just they hired this new guy. I think they're not making quite enough money. I think the owner and his wife are having to work another job, so they got this guy in there helping, and he's not the brightest bulb in the stack there. But, you know, they're nice. They're good people. And, I mean, I don't want to make it worse by stop completely. But at the same time, I want my comics. You know, it's a business.
Yep.
And I'm just too nice of a person just to – I need to talk to them. But the owners haven't been in there every time I go in there in the last month. It was like – I think I talked about that before. I went to Memphis for a week for a training class, and I went in on the Saturday before – gave them a printed out list of all the comics that I wanted and paid for them ahead of time. I come back the Saturday after and I had to get one of them. They did, which was the Avengers versus X-Men. They didn't have it at all. They didn't hold one for me and I had paid for it. And all they had like two of the comics that I wanted. The rest of them I had to pull off the shelf. So I was like, I did all the work there, you know, so I'm, really close to just, and because of space, I'm running out of space and I might have to move here soon. And they're not giving bags of boards anymore. I'm just thinking about just going digital and just getting it over with.
Well, and it saves space. I mean, God forbid.
And they're not giving me the discount they were before either.
Yeah. I mean, I was able to go and I just pulled up Flash 10, and you're right. Yeah. Marcus Toe, who did the year two or whatever, who did the art. So, and you can't, and if you have the physical copies, you have to go dig through long boxes, blah, 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 and it's a big pain in the hoo-ha.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking about doing is just, you know, start doing it digitally and going back and getting the actual, you know, the ones that I'm liking of the new 52 ones and buy the, you know, the rest of the issues, so I'll have the back ones.
And they're DC's finally caught up. I mean, we can talk about this later too, but they're trading their storylines pretty quick, like Marvel does. You know, Marvel will put out a trade paperback or a hardcover of a story like the month after the story ends.
Yeah, they probably already have it printed before the issues come out.
That's right. Oh God, we got a pulpit. There was a swear word. No. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to log digital. I do. Justice League is one I still get. Aquaman, I just, as of number 11, I will not be getting the physical copies anymore. So, because number 10 pissed me off so badly. It did.
I understand.
You know.
Yeah, I'm through it. I think I get where you're coming from.
All right, so then Fury of Firestorm. I stopped at issue 1, then picked up the issue that was drawn by Ethan Van Sciver, who's been the writer since Gail Simone left, and I did not pick up the issue after. I don't know whether I forgot or I just didn't care. I don't know.
Yeah, I stayed with that till like 4 or 5, and it was just terrible. It really was. It was too bloody for what it was supposed to be, and it was nothing like I thought it was going to be. And the fact that Gail left on it, I mean, that ought to tell you something. But I'm sure it's about all the editorial stuff. They wanted it to be a certain, you know. We've talked about this before, before this all started. A lot of these titles and ideas were already developed by editorial, and then they just went and found somebody to do it for them. So.
Yeah. And, you know, their numbers reflect that that's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that's true. On most of them.
And by the way, Murray is reading and loving The Flash. That's all I had to say on that. Green Arrow. Enough said.
We've talked all too much about that at all, as it is.
But, you know, Ann Nocenti came on with issue number 6, and I gave it a try, and I did number 6. And
God, it was just as bad, if not worse, to me.
Yeah, I can only say I did not.
And speaking of her...
Really? You want to go there? No, go ahead.
Just 2 days ago, on the 6th, they announced that Judd Winnick will be leaving Catwoman, and she will be taking over the title. So, you know, if you like what she's doing, then you should be happy. If you like Catwoman and don't like her, well, then you're going to be sad. I haven't been reading that title, so I am neither.
I am neither either.
But I do know that on the Facebook page, a lot of people were not happy with that. So
they like their Judd Winnick. So.
Well, you know, I like Judd Winnick too. And I was actually I picked up a couple of those issues on Comicsology just to read them because one of our listeners, is it Brian Nixon that said it? I forget. So they tried out, yeah, and it was actually good. I just haven't gone back. I think I can maybe get my stuff to issue 4 or something like that. I'll probably, you know, they're pretty cheap. I might try it again, you know, later. So
maybe they'll have a Catwoman weekend on Comicsology.
Actually, they do have one right now, don't they?
Oh, I don't. I was kidding.
No, I saw it. It's on the DC blog.
Okay.
Catwoman sale is going on right now. That's funny.
I say it and it happens.
See how much pull we have here?
$1 million from falling from the sky. No, damn it. Okay, sorry.
They are having fun.
I feel like Jay from from that movie where he talks about a naked guy falling from the sky and then one fell down. So, what was that? Yeah, never mind. And then the other book, Savage Hawkman.
Oh, that one.
Yes, it's still being published.
Okay, that's nice.
And the Batman family books. I'm gonna start at the bottom. I'm gonna mix it up, man. It up a little bit here. Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yeah, that's that is a fun book. It for whatever reason I'm able to disconnect the whole, you know, the plot holes that are kind of in there because of what's happened before. Of course, this is a new universe, and the fact he wants nothing to do with Batman, but meanwhile he has a bat symbol on his chest, those little things like that. And he did show up for Night of Owls, but it's minor stuff. But it's just a fun book, like you said.
Yeah,
you just put that stuff out of your mind, and I just enjoy it. Which, you know, that's
I've been able to let go of my prejudices against this, against the characters, and it's just, you know, Scott Lobdell is writing some fun stuff, and Keith Rocafort is drawing some awesome stuff. I can't believe this guy puts this stuff out monthly and that much detail.
He is really good. I really like it.
I mean, it's like that much detail, and he's knocking it out month after month after month.
Absolutely.
I mean, hardly anyone else, any of these other titles are getting a monthly return from their artist, and that's good for them.
Yeah.
And I think part of that, though, is that, like, they know that their title was going to be questionable, you know, sales-wise from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that keeps a lot of titles going is consistency. I mean, you look at Walking Dead, the numbers on it,
mm-hmm.
number one, were terrible, and now number 100 is going to be the top-selling comic ever.
Yeah, and probably number one could go for a couple $100 on eBay if you had a copy, too.
Right, and it's just because they put it out month after month after month after mm-hmm. month. And, I mean, not that having a TV show hurts at all, but
yeah.
I think that, you know.
And board games and card games and video game now. They're putting it out in episodes. I've seen it on Steam.
Jesus. So I think that's part of what saves Red Hood and the Outlaws is consistency. And thank goodness for it, because it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a really fun book.
Birds of Prey. Reading it? I'm not.
No, once I found out Travel Foreman was going to be the artist, I stopped.
Huh.
Because I didn't like his work on Animal Man. I know a lot of people did. It's not my cup of tea. And to tell you the truth, that book's been kind of on the bubble anyway, because though the story is interesting, it's way too hard to follow. And for me, anyway, it's one of those ones I read and then I immediately forget. You know, the next issue comes out, I'm like, okay, well, I have no idea what's going on. I gotta go get that next issue, look through it. Okay, now I know. And then, you know, and I do that. I've done that almost every single month that's come out, and it's too much work. That's all there is to it. So.
Too much damn work.
But anyway, yeah, Travel Foreman, not a big fan. But yeah, so.
Well, no comments from Murray on that one. Batwing.
Yep, I'm still reading that. I really enjoy that one.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, I do. You know, it's Jed Winnick. He does a good job with the character. I don't know. He's the character that is Batwing. I couldn't tell you what the character's name is, but Batwing is a lot like Batman and his morals and stuff. And the current couple issues had Nightwing as a guest star. And I don't know. It's just a different take on things, and I actually enjoy it. I wish they would do one with that Night Runner character from Batman Inc., but that's probably not going to happen.
I will. I haven't read it for a few months. I'm surprised myself because I actually really enjoyed the first couple of issues, and
yeah.
I think it suffered it, you know, from a lack of funds on my part.
Yeah, well, and it's not like, you know, Batman Scott Snyder quality, but it's good, you know. So yeah, as long as they keep it at $2.99, I'll probably keep getting it.
Yeah, they threw him in Justice League International, but
yeah,
that's short-lived.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And then the before-mentioned Catwoman, which I don't think any of us... Is Murray reading? I don't remember seeing it on his...
I don't remember either. Blah, 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 blah. Yada, yada, yada. No.
Yeah. Hmm. So, I don't think any of us are going to necessarily miss that. And I'm kind of curious. So, he's dropping... Hold on. So, to take a sidestep here, Gwinnick is dropping Batwing... I mean, Catwoman, but continuing on Batwing?
Apparently. Huh. I haven't heard anything said about Batwing.
Must be an easier... Must take less commitment on his part or something.
Well, I don't... Well, you know, that's what just is said. Because supposedly he's going to do... He's leaving it to do a creator-owned kids novel.
Right.
But, you know...
No, it's the real world. Oh, right. Wait, that's...
Yeah.
Sorry.
So he's obviously able to keep up, you know, Batman and... to continue. The fact that they've got somebody to replace him so quickly makes me wonder if that wasn't his decision.
Yeah. They probably said, you know what, can you continue to put your books out on time? And he said no, and they said, okay, you're out of here on Catwoman. My guess is the way that it's working, it almost feels like they have like this mm-hmm. lineup of people that as soon as they feel like something's going to go wrong, you're next in list. Okay, number 12, like going to deli or something like that.
Yeah, and they're not only – yeah, they're changing the artist too.
Oh, okay. Well,
would you just load a shotgun or something? That's what it sounded like. It's like you just pumped your shotgun, a chamber into the shotgun.
That would actually be the dog shaking his head.
Ah, I thought it might be that too, but you know, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, with his collar and – tingle, tingle, tingle. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine does the same.
It is Arizona is a carrying state, but I do not carry.
Oh, okay. Well, all right then.
I'm packing, though. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You're so funny.
I try. Nightwing. I'm interested. I haven't picked it up, and I'm kind of kicking myself. I think I need to go back and get number nine and number 10.
I really enjoy it. I'm a big Nightwing fan, and mm-hmm. it's obvious that now the stories aren't stellar, but they're still good because, and I know that, you know, I've read articles and actually, you know, chatted with Higgins on Twitter once right before all this started, and he's just a huge Nightwing fan, and you can tell it in his work. He really cares about the character, and as long as he's continuing that and not screwing it around with it too much, then I'll continue reading it.
I read Gates of Gotham recently.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, which apparently is leading directly into this next storyline that's in Nightwing. So I'm
yeah. mm-hmm.
I think the one thing, and I kind of gathered this from just sort of perusing the issue, which, oh, okay, you know what, I did get number 9, is that he's going to set up an amusement park in Gotham?
Yeah, they're going to put, he's going to that and basically take Haley's Circus and make it there, put it there permanently instead of it moving around.
So he's going to be the creepy carnival owner that gets caught by the Scooby Gang. Okay.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So I, you know what, I guess I did read number 10. I just forgot that I read number 10.
Yeah, 10 was okay. It wasn't awesome.
Wow. And he's trying to do it without Bruce Wayne's assistance, which
they could do that anyway. You know, that at one point, now this was pre-52, that you know, I think, and I might have read it in the, post in during the new 52 thing, but apparently his parents had a huge life insurance policy and he's just now found out about it. Or Bruce, I'm getting my stuff mixed up, but it seems like Bruce was a steward of it and he had Lucius invested and there's like whole bunches of money. So he has his own money, I think. Whether that's now or before the reboot, I don't remember, but they can write that any way they want to.
Well, if I remember correctly, he's trying to get money from the bank, and the only bank that will invest in him is the one owned by or run by
the Penguin?
No, the daughter of the gangster.
Oh, that's right. Yes. And I think she agreed to do it, too. That's what happened in issue 10, wasn't it?
Yeah, and she's not a gangster, or she says she's not. And...
Yeah, but yeah, the one that killed it, the gangster that killed his parents, it's her daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who it is, Zuko.
Okay, Zuko's daughter. Okay, it's well.
That's a nice kind of tie-in, though. She changed her name so she wouldn't be, but that's who she is. Yeah, you're right.
Is he going to get a slice of that, too?
He might. I don't know. Nightwing's a player, man.
He sure is.
It's the mask. It does that.
It's a mask. Well, hopefully he had the snip snip, or we're going to see some little Dick Graysons running around, aren't we?
Yeah, you know. It's time for a new sidekick.
It's time for a new sidekick, which Spider-Man's getting a sidekick.
Yes, that's a very interesting little turn of events, isn't it?
I will be interested to see how that plays out. Batwoman, I'm not reading it.
I'm reading it, but I'm on borderline because it's just a lot of it. It might be the way the art's done, or it's just there's a lot of things that you have to remember. It's one of those ones where I get the next issue and I kind of know what's going on, but I still have to look at the one before it to kind of get back into all the, because there's a lot of intrigue and there's got the DEOs involved and all this other stuff, and that's just how I'm in with it right now. So
and that would have actually intrigued me, but for the fact that they've given almost that they gave almost no context to the DEO, and if you were not reading DC prior to the reboot, a lot of these characters have a lot of history that has not that there's a lot of presumption.
What I think the reason for that is this, and I don't know how long it's going to be, but a lot of this was written before the reboot was even thought of, and they're just still using it.
Yeah, no, I think it's a huge mistake. They need to. That's where this is a book that editorial needs to step in on, mm-hmm. and say, you know what. Let's give some background. Let's do a filler issue.
They may do, but we just don't know how long it's going to be.
Tell us who all these. Tell us who Mr. Bones is. Tell us who Kate Spencer is. Tell us who, you know, whoever else is appearing in this book. All the other DC lesbians.
Yeah, because they're all in this book. They don't get to show up in the other books apparently. So
not even Birds of Prey.
That's okay.
And a non-lesbian female character, Batgirl, written by Gail Simone, drawn by Adrian Cief. I don't know. I'm sorry, I screwed up his name. I know.
Well, you'd be surprised. I think I read my last issue of that.
What?
It's just not connecting with me, and I'm really surprised because I'm always really into Gail Simone's work. I don't know. It's just not there for me. I mean, it's still $2.99. I might go ahead because I did drop Detective, so that might free up to keep it. But it's really close to that line where I don't really care, and I don't know why. But that's what I'm getting. And I know there, you know, in the Zero issue, they're supposed to talk about how she got. Where she's walk again, and how she got shot, and you know, update all that. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have renewed interest after I read that.
Well, or maybe it's because, as Murray would say, Soil. You like the way she writes. You should enjoy this, Soil. Sorry.
Well, okay.
That's how I know he wrote that on his iPad.
Yes, very good.
Thank you, detective. I'm a detective. Gail Simone. I don't know. I guess I don't like her writing anymore. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's my problem.
So you too, huh?
No, I haven't read it since number 2.
Oh, well, yeah, I think I got 10. I've lost. I'm so bad about putting my comics up. I don't even know where I'm at. I'd have to look. But,
Holy crud.
I dropped my phone. But, I don't know. It just doesn't click with me anymore.
On the flip side of that, going 180 degrees in terms of like and dislike, would be Batman and Robin by Tomasi and Gleason.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Great book. Did you finally get around to reading number 10 with the first part of the...
Oh, yes. Robin. Oh, that is so cool. I cannot wait. Because, I mean, that's just exactly the way that character is. It makes perfect sense.
Damian being the I'm better than you are and I'm going to prove it, even though nobody asked, even though nobody said that they were better than he was.
I mean, I don't know if you read back when Morrison first started, writing Batman, when he brought him in, the Batman and Son storyline. But that's exactly what, I mean, it started out that way. The first thing he did was beat the crap out of Tim Drake and then went after this bad guy and that, and he like stole a Robin outfit and went out and cut the guy's head off. So it's like, it's perfect.
I did not, but okay.
Yeah. They mentioned him and when he mentions I think it was the Phantom, when, Bruce is getting onto him about all the people he's killed.
Yes, he mentioned it and he mentions it frequently.
Yeah, that's something they need to really curb, but I don't know if they will. Because in Batman 666, they had a future story when Damian was Batman. And he's like, I promised my father I wouldn't kill, but, and he just like, this kills people all the time.
Okay.
But he feels bad about it after.
Okay.
I don't know if that's in one of the trades that they put together. I'd have to hunt it down, but it was like, that character hadn't been out too long, and they showed him bald, and he mentions Dick Grayson in The Equal. He says, I never knew I would be as good as my father or Dick, so I planted booby traps all over town, and that's how he deals with it. If he doesn't think he can beat a villain, he just blows them up.
Just blows shit up. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a really good story. It's Morrison and Kubert, but anyway.
I will someday. I mean,
recommend that trade though. When they first introduced the character Batman and Son, that's one of the ones as we call double dipping. I bought that just as soon as it came out because it was so good.
I'm being told I have to read all this other stuff, and I'm...
Oh, I know. The Morning
Glory. I'm now falling farther and farther behind.
That won't come in. I mean, that's all post... pre-52, so that, it really won't come into play. So
someday. But you said it is very much in character what he's doing, what he did to...
Gleason, when he took on Batman and Robin, he's kept that character true to what Morrison had set up.
You mean Tomasi?
Tomasi is, yes. Sorry.
That's okay. And then the Batman the Dark Knight. I'm not reading it. Sorry.
Even though – see, that's another thing that aggravates me with the comic shop. He keeps putting it in my box every month when it comes out, and I have never collected it. I thought I was going to get it when Hurwitz came over, but I just I don't even think I want to.
I'm debating. I think I need to check out number 10. Just because it's Hurwitz, because I like that Penguin story so much.
And what I'll probably do is wait till it's cheaper on Comicology and get it digitally and then see if it's...
Wait, there's a sale on Comicology? Oh, wait a minute. No, sorry. How did you do that?
When 11 comes out, it'll go down $1, so I'll try it then.
I had forgotten Hurwitz is on. Now that I'm looking at this description, I may... have to check out 10 and just see if he brings some of that sensibility that he put into Penguin on there.
Yeah,
and I think Penguin is going to be a focus character for a little while in the his initial run.
Well, yeah. Build on that stuff. Begins.
Someone.
Nope. Little echo. Go away.
Okay. It's not me.
No, that's me.
Okay. Detective. Tony Daniel leaving, but he's still on it for now.
Yeah, I dropped it not too long after I went to 399. And his writing wasn't good, and then the Two-Face backup was just was even worse. Made absolutely no sense. And I, after I read that, I was like, you know, the fact it was $3.99 and the fact that I wasn't really enjoying it, that was all I needed. And according to, yeah, this is a big one. According to DC's blog, the writer of Chew, which I read the first volume of and was actually kind of impressed with it, John Layman will be writing, and they're going to have Jason Fabok, which that name sounds familiar. I think I actually like his art. But yeah, he's leaving, and all the creative team, Tony Daniel, is leaving that, and supposedly doing something else that he's really excited about, because they already kicked him off of Savage Hawkman pretty early.
Well, he's going to be drawing an arc in Justice League, I know that.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. It's a two-issue deal. Yeah.
It's like the lead up to the War of the Three, or whatever that thing is being called. Yeah. Trinity War.
Yeah, I like his art better than anything anyway.
I'm fine with his art. I just didn't like Detective. And I don't think Marie has not touched Detective since number one either.
Oh, you didn't read it some number one? I read it. It just, as time, the stories made less and less sense.
No, I didn't. I didn't. There was a scene in number one that was like, really? And then that threw me completely out of the story. And
yeah,
so
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I didn't come back. I didn't like his stuff, though, that he did. I read that. What was that? The battle for the cowl?
Yeah, that wasn't all.
Yeah, no, I had read that, or read pieces of it that he had done, the mini that he did that tied it all together, and I didn't like it at all. And so
it wasn't needed. I mean, you knew Grayson was going to be it, but he did pretty good I think they switched, so it was Batman. He did pretty good Grayson as Batman for a while in Batman pre-reboot, so.
And then I don't know if you're reading this one or not, but it's by some guy named Scott Snyder, drawn by Greg Capullo, a Batman.
Yes, Batman. Yes. Absolutely love that book. I look forward to it every month.
Murray has gone 100% digital with Batman. That is his claim here, which is fine. It looks really good on my e-reader, but I'm still getting the hard copies as well.
Mm-hmm.
I am double dipping on that, and I may even triple dip when the paperback, the trade paperback comes out.
Yeah, that's very possible. I might start buying the combo pack so I can get the digital copy too.
Yeah, that's what I need to start doing. I keep forgetting that that's available, and
yeah,
or I keep forgetting to ask my store, my LCS, Greg's Comics in Chandler, Arizona, to pull the digitals as opposed to the regular issues for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, that's what I think I might do that with that one because I really like it.
It is awesome. I think that the Night of the Owl story was really good. The build up and the continuation with this current mm-hmm. Owlman character that they've retconned in.
Yeah.
I am predicting a strong tie in to Earth 2 with that character, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's possible.
And I think that backup story they're doing with Alfred's dad.
Oh yeah. That is some good stuff.
I think it's great, but I don't think that is the Batman or the Waynes that we know. Something feels just a little off about it.
It does, but you know, I'm sure they'll say it's just, you know, a new universe. And
I'm just like, because there was a comment that I think the Owlman made about, you know, just I don't remember the exact comment, but it made me think that he was from a different place than Bruce Wayne, than the Bruce Wayne that we know now.
Yeah, it's possible.
And
you're saying that it's not really the Bruces of this universe's little brother is what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Thank you for saying what I could not put into words myself.
Oh no, that's fine. I'd have to look at it again to see where you're coming from, but sure, why not? You know,
I think no reason not to. I mean, for goodness sake, they've already established it that Huntress was Robin in this other universe. I mean, no reason, you know, that's my prediction, is that Owlman is from Earth 2, and this backup story with Pennyworth is, in fact, set there as well. Mm-hmm. It seems like a huge retcon.
Yeah, it is a pretty big one. As much as they've played up their character, you know, which it's like that was a good hospital back then. It wasn't, you know, they didn't know, but I have somebody that famous in that town have a problem with a child of theirs falling through the cracks like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it seems somebody, incredible.
Yeah, somebody else had to know about that kid. And unless, you know, the Court of Owls did kidnapping, but still, that's... I like the whole, you know, behind the scenes pulling strings thing, but that, they might have took it just a little bit too far with that.
Yeah, and just, you know, and him not knowing, I mean, he's the world's greatest detective. I mean, he is looking at some of the other stuff he has figured out.
Yeah, but also, if you remember some of those text pieces of talking about how when he was trained by Henri Ducard, that sometimes there's a piece of the puzzle that you just know and you can feel it coming. Well, that might be one of those things that he kind of knew but didn't want to believe.
I find that, I don't know, if it turns out that he really is, you know, in fact, that the Bruce Wayne that we know and love, his, you know, his illegitimate brother, or whatever, however they
want. Well, no, I don't think he was illegitimate. I just think he was just, there was an accident and she almost lost him.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Something about it.
No, I have a hard time with it too, just like you, because what you said, I mean, they were so famous in Gotham that somebody else had to know about that baby and would have said something for the money at the very least.
Yeah, so didn't you have a kid?
Yeah, I mean, weren't you pregnant? I mean, of course, it was the Court of Owls people, the ones that were threatening her on the phone, so, and they knew about it.
Yeah, but walking around, she's preggo, and then she's not. Oh, yeah. Did you lose the baby?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know, unless she was hiding it, but you never know. Yeah, I've you know, swallowed, so to speak, all the other stuff that he's put in there and the little, you know, oh, okay, well, like the part with, which I think him and Higgins did it together, the part, you know, that Grayson was trained to be a Talon, but then his parents died, and he ended up getting taken away by Bruce.
Are you tearing up?
No, I don't know. My throat's kind of sore.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that was a little hard to believe, but I went ahead and went with it, which would, I mean, it's like they're trying to explain why he's so good, was so good anyway, which I didn't think really needed to be done because, you know, he grew up in a circus doing that, but it's like adding that backstory, and then one of the Talons was his grandfather. I don't know. That was a little much too. I think they're really trying to rely on that a little too much, and I'm hoping we don't hear anything about it for a while.
I thought that was going to be one of the focuses for the upcoming Nightwing story, but
it might be. All
right. Action Comics by Mr. Grant Morrison and drawn occasionally by Rags Morales.
I'm loving that book.
I'm liking this book. Every once in a while it's really good, and every once in a while I'm just like, that was okay. I didn't like the last issue, number 10, the Fireman issue.
Yeah, I see the, yeah. It's really interesting how he's doing the, you know, the Clark Kent identity being destroyed, and they're like, you know, this is still in the past, I think. Or are we in the present now?
I think we're in the present now, actually.
It's very, I don't know, it was the way some of it went down with Lois and Jimmy, the way they were hanging out. It was like they were kids. That's kind of the impression that I got.
Well, if that's the case, then it's not very well presented because I thought it was now.
But no, okay. In number 10, you see Batman and Superman together, so it had to be, has to be in the present.
And he's got the armor on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that happened early in his career.
Right, but I mean, it's them talking and hanging out. That's post Justice League number. That's yeah. Way post Justice League number one, and
yeah, you're right.
It's Killing Clark Kent, whatever. But then well,
it's been done before. Hmm? That's been done before.
Oh, it's been done a lot.
I remember at least one story. I don't remember the details, but where they did that and then some elaborate thing to make sure he's, you know, back. So.
And I don't see if Mr. Murray is reading Action. Superman, I have not read since number 2, maybe number 3. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You?
Yeah, I'm still reading it.
Okay.
For some reason, I really like it. I mean, even though the stories aren't
that... For some reason.
Well, I mean, it's just... Superman, I've always been a Superman fan. Not like I am Batman, but it's like the concept of it. And over the years, it's like the way they portrayed him as being so good all the time, I just didn't ever read it. And there were stretches like when, you know, the Superman and... Legion and that Brainiac story after. I really enjoyed those. But what they have done with this character made it closer to the way it was when it first came out with the being the, you know, social stuff and whatever. And I don't know. I just like the changes. The deal with the battle, the armor and all that. And I'm still reading it right now. I admit the issues with Jurgens doing the writing, or whoever did his writing, haven't been as good. And I didn't mind the wordiness when Perez was doing it, so it didn't bother me that much. I don't know. I still like it.
Well, keep me abreast on how it goes. I don't know. Maybe it's just...
There's really not that much going on as far as forwarding it. they're just tap dancing until they get somebody to write it. And when Lobdell takes over, which is, I don't know if we talked about that or not, with issue 0, he's going to start writing it. I have a feeling it's going to get a lot better.
I hope so. I mean, it's Superman. I shouldn't be bored reading a book about Superman.
I agree with you. It's like after Perez left, it's like they've been kind of, it was like reading one of the issues from the 90s.
It's freaking Superman. Can't they get a regular writer? Well,
yeah, I know. I know. Hell, I'd write it for, you know, practically free.
I would do it for free. You know you want to. Have someone go offline and online at the same time. Okay.
I've been doing that. Paul, Mr. French, he's been going off and on constantly for the last 3 days. It's driving me crazy because that little icon pops up. Anyway, go ahead.
Son of a bitch.
Doing it on purpose, but oh.
Speaking of Lobdell, Superboy, the only Superbook I actually enjoy.
I actually enjoy that, yeah.
Consistently, and they had dinosaurs in the last issue, for Christ's sake.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs and Wonder Girl. Yeah. Or don't call her Wonder Girl.
No, not in front of her face anyway.
It's fun. It's a fun book, and it just like the other books that were involved in the culling, it's moving on. It's like, okay, done.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend it never happened, and
that really was sad, wasn't it?
Well, none of the books. If you look at all three of the books that were involved in that storyline, none of them are following up at all, and almost in the least bit on what happened in the colony. I mean, sure, the Titans and Superboy are on this island, but they could have done that without the calling.
They could have.
Legion Lost, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. But I enjoy the book. It's fun. It's, you know, he writes them like a kid. He writes them like, you know, somebody who's still discovering the world. You know, still learning his powers. It's.
Yep.
Interesting book, and the art is always consistently good. It has sort of that same feel as like the early issues of like Impulse from back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm down with the Superboy book.
Yeah, I like it. I really do.
And Murray does not mention the Superboy book either. I thought he was reading it, to be honest with you.
That was another one that was a big surprise that I'm liking it so much.
Yes. That one was I assumed that I was actually going to like Superman, mm-hmm. and didn't. And Superboy would be, okay, I'll pick up number one, and then that'll be it.
I didn't enjoy Superman as much as I thought either. But, yeah.
And Supergirl.
Nope, I haven't read it since number one.
It says your number eight was drawn by George Perez, is that right?
I was just about to look that up, actually.
I had no idea. You'd think they would have made a bigger deal out of that.
Well, I that book is just kind of, I don't know. It didn't do anything for me. It was because it's just that story's been done so many times. Oh, coming to Earth, I don't know who I am, and, you know, and all that. And I just wasn't interested.
Nope, I haven't been either. And I'm surprised they didn't drag her into the whole Nowhere story. But
yeah, they've, as far as I know, it looks like they got her off in her own little deal, kind of like they do with Daredevil. Let's see, number eight. Yeah, it says George Perez, creator.
I'm surprised you didn't know. You're like,
I didn't know. No. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm looking at the preview. It is her, for sure. Well, I guess I'll have to buy that then. It's only $2.
On Comixology at an internet near you.
Yes, I'll have to do that later. Damn it.
You go, boy. I think Murray was reading Supergirl, but I don't see it on his list.
Yeah, I remember him mentioning it, and that he liked it. So.
Yeah, I thought he was. I thought he was on board with that book, but what are you gonna do? The Green Lantern books. I'm reading none of them, but we have Red Lanterns.
Nope. They're doing that Third Army storyline, and it's all gonna tie in together. But
woohoo! Oh boy. So I'm sorry. I'm sure it'd be great.
Green Lantern New Guardians, I was reading until 9, I think. I stopped after 9. It was all I could handle.
Oh, so you really were just on board till very, very recently. Okay.
Yeah, it's just not going anywhere. It's just going in circles. It's an interesting idea. You know, Kyle's been kicked out of the Corps, and they know about the Third Army thing. He's trying to get them together to help, you know, well, to defeat the Guardians now, and apparently he's got some kind of pull on those rings. He can, you know, pull them in, and he's had to deal with some of the stuff happening in the other books, like the Sinestro Corps has been dismantled. They had an issue that dealt with that, and all of a sudden that Blee's character, Atrocious, made it where she can actually talk instead of just, you know, froth at the mouth, and I think in the Red Lantern book she's like trying to take over, but I read one book that crossed over sort of with Stormwatch. Guy at the shop talked me into it, and I regret it still to this day. But yeah, it just wasn't going anywhere, and it really wasn't that great, which I love Bedard's work, but that's a good word. There's no soul to it.
There's no soul.
Yeah, and it's one of those that I read and then I immediately forget.
You need Barry White on the book.
Yeah, there you go. You need a little deep voice. Which, you know, the same with Blue Beetle. I stopped reading that too. We'll get to that in a bit. But.
How about Green Lantern Corps?
Green Lantern Corps is awesome. I'm enjoying it. Same guy that does Batman and Robin. He's been doing that core book since they first restarted it. I really like it. The whole Third Army thing is coming to bore. You know, if you haven't read about that, the Guardians are going to do like they did with the Manhunters to the Green Lantern Corps. So they're going to start a new army. They feel like they failed, and So that's going to be interesting.
I tried Core. I read the number 8 or 9 mm-hmm. where they first arrested John Stewart.
Yeah.
Hard luck hero John Stewart. And
yeah, and that, I'm getting really tired of that storyline. How many times have they done it? They've done it in the cartoon. They did it in the comic years and years ago. And you know, now again, it's and he's like, oh no, I deserve to be put in jail and blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, whatever, John.
A black man in chains. Oh wait, what did I say? Sorry.
Yeah, you did. Well, that's what one of the covers was. So you know.
Kunta Kente. Jeez, no, it seems that the wrong character to be portraying in chains on the cover of a comic, but
it has done it so many times. That whole, oh, I killed and I'm sorry. Like, they had him, he killed Mogo back in the post, you know, during the Blackest Night. And now this, and, you know, then the whole planet before that of with billions of people. It's okay, he kills. That's fine. We get it. Move on. I'm tired of the moping and fight those Alpha Lanterns and, yeah.
You say you love the book, and yet
I don't like that particular storyline. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough. Okay.
That the way they're doing right now with that whole him being the martyr and all that, I don't care for.
Okay,
but everything else is fine. I like the storyline.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play? Green Lantern proper.
Yes, really good. John's just continuing with all the stuff that he built over the last I don't know how many years. Little bit of spoilers if you haven't read the book, but it might, you know, if you saw the Indigo Clan, as they're called, the Purple Lanterns, finally find out what their purpose was. Abin Sur is the one that actually helped create them to fight the Guardians because he knew exactly what was going to happen with this third army. So that's
whenever someone says somebody has a special purpose, I always think of the movie The Jerk.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Nathan's special purpose. But they finally talk, right? The Indigo Tribe finally has like words as opposed to knock, nick, neek, knock, knock,
well, neek, knock. Come to find out, the battery got destroyed, so they got all released from the rings. Those rings were keeping them in check. All those Purple Lanterns are very, very bad people.
Huh.
As in, like, mass murderers and things like that. And that ring gave them compassion. So that's when that happened, there was a big fight. They even made Sinestro got under its control. And the head of it, in one of the issues, in the head of it, she, that chick that was in, you know, the thing, in
the chick and the thing and the stuff. Yes, the one with the stick, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, they all have those. That's
oh, they do that. Okay.
Yeah. In Blackest Night, you saw her a lot. She actually wanted the ring back. She didn't want to be that way, and apparently, she killed Abin Sur's child.
Huh.
She was like a savage, some kind of savage. I don't know. They have barely talked about that, but that's why Abin Sur's name is in their oath. He's the one that started all that. So they've been exploring that mystery. So it's been pretty good. But officially, Hal Jordan is not in the Green Lantern Corps. He's using a ring that Sinestro made for him.
I'm sure that my guess is the third army will have Hal Jordan will be a big part of the third army. That's a prediction here.
Yeah, yeah.
As the Guardians decide the Green Lanterns are a failure, we have to create a new army. Mr. Jordan, you were our best Green Lantern ever.
Well, no, see, they fired him. They know
they did, but I think it's in preparation for this third.
Well, that might be the way it ends up. I mean, you never know, so.
I know. I know everything. Or nothing, because I don't actually read the book, so I'm talking out of the side of my mouth.
I'm not really sure where it's going, but I really like the idea of the storyline. It's going to be as good as probably my favorite story that he did was the I liked it a lot better than Blackest Night is the Sinestro Corps War.
Yeah, no, that was a great one. It was actually much better than Darkest or than Blackest Night. So
yeah, they've even made an absolute edition of that, I heard. So
out of my budget,
the only one I want to get is Kingdom Come, and I think I'm good with those. I've got Crisis and New Frontier.
I may have to get New Frontier. I have too many different versions of Crisis as it is.
I had all the rest of them. I figured, what's one more? You know.
Okay.
I found it pretty cheap, so because I got the original hardcover, the one that with the printing errors, I never did get fixed. I got it in trade. And of course, I think there's another version I have too, but I think I've got at least one of every version they put out.
I've got three versions, or three that I know, which is the originals 12, the hardcover, and the paperback. So
companion it with the absolute is worth it. That's right.
I'll think about it. Maybe for Christmas.
The napkin that they scribbled, "Can we kill Supergirl?" on, and whoever it was giving, I think it was Schwartz, Julie Schwartz, said, you know, yes. That's how they decided.
On a napkin?
Yeah. They got a picture of it. They had, I forget what character, there was another character in there first, and the Schwartz scratched that out, and then they wrote Supergirl, and then he put yes on it. That's how they decided it.
It's probably Chuck Cunningham.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay. Teen Titans.
Yep, reading that. So, still enjoying it for the most part. I'm glad the dulling is over. Very disappointed in that. But I don't know when we want to get into that or not. But
Murray's also on board. He didn't think he was going to after the culling was over, but he did because it had dinosaurs, and that's good enough for him.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny issue.
It was. There's a lot of plot threads that Lovedell is, as Murray puts it, dangling out there. So hopefully he does get some resolution. I'd like to see some backstory on the new Bart Allen. I'd like to see some backstory. I'm sure you'd like to see some more backstory on Tim Drake.
Yes, I would.
This is his primary place for appearing.
Yeah, they had him show up in for Night of Owls, and they showed him on the cover. He returns on, it was the Dark Knight one, and you go in and he shows up on the very last panel. It was really pissed me off.
So, and look, I mean,
he's obviously going to be in Batman and Robin some, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the only character in Teen Titans that's got their own book is Superboy, and the rest of them, Lovedell, I mean, they're all brand spanking new. I mean, there's even brand spanking new with Skidder and Bunker, so.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And they finally showed some of Bunker's gayness in the latest issue. The previous, it's always been, all his references to him being gay have all been in interviews and descriptions of the character, but they never actually showed it in the book, and even in the latest issue. They kind of showed it where he was macking on Superboy, but that was about it.
Yeah, macking on Superboy.
He wouldn't let him go. He was hugging him and
Yeah. I remember that.
That was it. I'm glad for that. I'm glad that they haven't made it the defining character of the character. The defining character of the character. Wow.
Yeah.
How verbose.
I hope they don't do the same with Alan Scott. I haven't read it yet.
Oh, you haven't read number three yet? Okay.
No, I'm like a couple weeks behind.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're sitting right here in front of me.
It's Magic Mike. It's Magic Mike all over again. No, sorry. My wife's trying to get me to see that.
My wife went and saw it. She didn't like it. She wanted a big bunch of her girlfriends and... She said it was just boring.
Okay.
Which, you know, apparently there wasn't enough skin for her liking, I think is the thing. So, but anyway. Right.
And next would be Blue Beetle, which I know that Murray's still reading it, but I'm not.
I'm not either. I stopped writing it. It is another one that I felt was not going anywhere, no direction at all.
Well, he, to quoting Murray, Blue Beetle continues to be an enjoyable read for him. Needs more focus on the supporting cast. That's the part of the book he always enjoyed, pre-reboot. And Jaime hanging out with his friends and family. That's what he likes the best, and they haven't done quite enough of that for his tastes.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't like the book as much as I thought I did pre-reboot.
Oh, no. Well, I never read it at all.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
He made some strong appearances in the Brave and the Bold cartoon, and God, I don't know. And he's also in the new Young Justice cartoon.
Yeah, that's really good. But I'm just not. I just lost interest in it.
I haven't read past number one, to be honest with you.
No, so. I just stopped reading it, like 8 or 9 or something like that.
Speaking of the Dulling, or the Culling, Legion Lost, DeFalco and Pete Woods.
Yeah, I know. I'm reading it, but it's not as good as I'd hoped. It's kind of faltering.
I had to give him credit. He at least ignored very quickly the Culling, and I was glad for that.
Yeah, that was gone pretty quick, wasn't it?
Yeah, he ignored it even quicker than that Superboy in Teen Titans. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's like immediately everything went back to status quo.
Mm-hmm. Except for the prophecy.
The prophecy and also the personality glitches. But that's. Yeah.
You'd hope that he would actually read some of the issues that were already printed before he started writing it, but I'm not really sure about that.
I'm thinking he did not. They talk differently. They have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they gave Telus hands. So
true.
They can do whatever they want, apparently.
Well, yeah, that's true. They can.
Legion of Superheroes by Mr. Paul Levitz, drawn by various artists.
Yes, and despite what my comic shop told me, number 10 did actually come out.
Number 10 did come out, and it was the best comic book in history. That more things happened in that comic book than had happened in the whole entire history of comic. No, it was really good.
Yeah, it was, and yeah, I read it on the iPad.
There you go.
Which was very fitting, I thought.
Yeah, boy, talk about playing the long game. I mean, he was talking about the freaking Dominators since issue one, and I thought they were going to be a throwaway story point.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're staying on that, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And there's other things that are being mentioned. I mean, we've already got mentions of Mordru, and of course the upcoming Giffen 6-part storyline with the new Fatal Five.
6 parts, huh? Wow.
6 parts. I'm guessing that we're finally going to get to see the return of Karate Kid in that storyline because Giffen needs to kill him.
Yes.
Because they did hint at his return a while ago.
Yeah.
Good book. I'm glad for it. I'm glad that it's still firing. It's not always a top of the or the bottom of the pile read for me.
Yeah.
Middle. Mm-hmm. I go, oh yeah, that's right. I should read this now. And I'm always glad I do.
Yeah.
And when I say top of the pile, bottom of the pile, top of the pile and bottom of the pile are my favorites, and then kind of, you know, works way towards the middle of what we're like.
I usually put all the ones that are my favorites at the bottom so I can read them last.
Clean your palate.
Exactly, yeah. If one's really bad, then at least I know I have ones that are going to be awesome down there. So.
And God help them if they aren't.
Yes. Speaking of, I haven't read AVX number 7 yet.
It was okay.
Yeah.
They're still treading.
Well, hell, I mean, they're already making a big deal about everything that's going to happen after. It's not like we don't know who's going to survive. You know?
Yeah, that was definitely a bonus of Flashpoint is that, you know, yes, they hinted that there were going to be these new titles, but they didn't talk about how it was going to happen. And
mm-hmm.
I'm already like, okay, you know what? Just end AVX and let's move on with Uncanny Avengers and all that. But
yeah, and, you know, in case anybody hasn't heard about that, they're going to do some revamping of books. And one of them is going to be – it's Brian Michael Bendis, right?
Yes.
called Uncanny Avengers, and it's going to have a bunch of X-Men and Avengers all in one team, which I think is one of the worst ideas. It's a brilliant and one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. On a money-making cash grab, yeah, that's a great idea. You know, because there's going to at least one character somebody's going to like no matter what.
Right. You know?
And I'm still against Spider-Man and Wolverine being Avengers anyway.
I don't see Spider-Man listed very prominently in this
reboot. Well, there's a different John Cassidy image that shows a different, only like six. Scarlet Witch is one of them. I can't remember the others. I'd have to look it up. But anyway.
We're bringing our focus back to DC.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All-Star Western. Even Murray has dropped All-Star Western.
Oh, really? I still read it. I really like it.
Oh, you do? Okay, sorry. Yeah, yeah. I thought you had dropped it. I'm sorry.
No. I still read it. I enjoy the stories a lot. They're really good. It's something different. So, you know.
I don't know. I just couldn't afford it. I think I mentioned that, you know, at $4 a pop or $3 when digitally.
Yeah, I have to admit that's one of the things that's against it. But the stories of, that's why I dropped Detective. The stories weren't enough to continue. But I've, you know, it was always been that, and I haven't missed an issue yet. So.
Here we go. Deathstroke. I got number 9 with Lobo, and then or it was 8. I don't know, whatever issue it was, and I didn't follow up.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked. It was Lobo, and it sucked.
Really?
I can't believe I'm using those two words in the same sentence.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am too. I'm, you know me, I'm a Lobo Deadpool fan, and God. Boo hoo. I'm crying, I tell you.
Yeah.
It was number nine because it was Liefeld drawing it. Writing
oh,
it.
Well, there you go.
That's right. Question asked, question answered.
Yep. That kind of fixes it right there. So.
Or broke it. I don't know. Kyle Higgins, I guess, was writing it, and I'm surprised I didn't pick it up because maybe it's because I didn't know that I liked Kyle Higgins' writing.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I read that first one. It was terrible.
It was.
But the Nightwing, it's like he's like a totally different person, you know.
That's sad. That's sad. Well, people find it. They find a. You know, maybe with like Anne Nesenti, maybe when her Catwoman will be awesome compared to her.
Yeah. And he just might not have had the affinity of the character as the other. Because, yeah. He was a Nightwing fan since he was a kid. So, I mean, I think that's the difference there, at least.
It's because he's such an old man.
Well, yeah, I know. I got comics older than that kid.
Yeah, I know we all do, unfortunately.
Yeah, yes.
We're old and gray. Suicide Squad, Adam Glass and Marco Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
I love this book. I really do.
You still read it?
I still read it every month. Month in and month out.
I might have to check an issue or two.
It's just fun, shit blowing up, mm-hmm. A little bit of intrigue. It looks like it's going to tie pretty tightly into Team 7, which is coming down in a couple weeks here.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a couple weeks, but a couple months here. And I don't know. I like the new Amanda Waller. I like the new Deadshot. I like the new Harley Quinn. All the characters are really well fleshed out. And, you know, they've killed off a couple. Nobody major, obviously. A couple C-listers. Secret organizations that are running around the DC universe, this seems like the one that's succeeding in staying secret the best.
You mean like the secret organization Nowhere?
Nowhere and whatever that one Steve Trevor is a member of, and there's
Argus. Argus.
Argus. Argus.
I don't know
yes.
how secret that one is, but and then, oh, Blackhawks and
Cobra and GI Joe and and Hydra and oh, I don't know. It just feels like that this one's succeeding and staying under the DC public's radar.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. You have to be willing to accept that there's a lot of bloodshed in this book, but it is the Edge family of books.
Yeah, it didn't click with me as much as Secret Six did back before, but
it's a different book.
Yeah, it is a different book. I think that's probably why I had problems with it. I was expecting more of the same, and it wasn't. So,
but Secret Six was they were kind of independent contractors doing their own thing, and these guys are government stooges, mm-hmm. like in the original Suicide Squad.
Right.
And it's grittier than the original Suicide Squad that John Ostrander and company did.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's kind of an amalgam of Secret Six and Suicide Squad.
Because
mm-hmm. Secret Six was pretty gritty and hardcore at points.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is why it was like a train wreck. That's why I kept reading it.
Yes.
What the hell are they going to do next? That was pretty much it, you know.
And that's what this is. I mean, I was, the whole thing with Harley trying to figure out what happened with the Joker tied into that that probably the only time they've mentioned that whole issue with Detective any other than in Detective.
Yeah, that was really weird how they did that, and then just you know, but it's coming back soon. And you're back, man. Oh, pardon me, I need caffeine.
That's a good thing. Stormwatch.
Yes.
I like this book. I don't love this book like I used to, but I like this book.
I don't like it as much with the new writer, but it's still good. It's one of those books where you have no idea what's going to happen from one minute to the next, and I like that because, I mean, you read comics as long as I have or we have, and some you start to sense those patterns when things are recycled, and so far there hasn't been any of that in this book at all.
No, there hasn't. You know, it's a good opportunity to see what John Jones or the Martian Manhunter is up to, and a good opportunity to see what some of those characters that were Stormwatch favorites, authority favorites from.
I still need to read that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I think I bought the first issue on Comicology and really liked it. I just haven't got any more.
Get off the stick, man! Come on.
I know. I just have all this free time.
Yes, right. Oh God, I'm so far behind. I can't even begin. People keep saying read this, read that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about the Morning Glories that Murray talks about, but you know.
I haven't read. I think there's a trade I'm gonna pick up and.
Oh, get that.
Yeah. We'll see.
I know. I might look at the first issue on Comicology just to see.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Stormwatch. Stormwatch is definitely it's got my vote.
That's a good book.
And, Grifter. Grifter's still being published.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising. Yes. But isn't it over, though? It's one of the ones being canceled?
No.
Are you sure? No, I think you're right. Yeah, you're right. It would have set it down here.
I'm sure it's not being canceled. It's still going. Voodoo is the one that's being
That's right. Oh yeah. Wow. That is surprising.
But it's got Liefeld, and I'm sure that he. You know.
Oh, I'm sure he's putting his whole world into it.
He's plotting it. I don't know. I haven't read an issue since number one. I will be interested to see what they do with the character in Team 7, though.
That would be interesting.
I always liked the character, and I thought I had hope. Mm-hmm. High hopes. I had high hopes.
Oh, you're killing me, man.
And speaking of high hopes, which have, for the most part, been met, Justice League Dark.
I thought I might read it after the vampire thing, but that didn't really impress me, so I haven't picked it up.
Jeff Lemire, I think he's doing a really good job. Peter Milligan set it up.
I'm just not as big as a Lemire fan as everybody else. I don't know why. I liked his Essex County thing, but I don't know. I'm just not as wowed by his writing as everybody else.
Well, that's okay, because you're not. It's luckily there are 51 other titles you could get into.
Yes, I am getting quite a few of them.
And then some. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I like the mix of characters. I see that obviously they really want to make John Constantine a huge. They want to make a big deal out of him, which is great. I mean, fine. You know, we're shifting stuff over from Vertigo to DC proper, and I get it. I would like to see some focus on some of the other characters. This is the only place we're seeing Zatanna. This is the only place we're going to see Deadman for the foreseeable. I'd like to see some more focus on them. Though they did bring in Dr. Mist. I thought that was a cool touch.
Oh, interesting. I might have to check that out.
From the Global Guardians from Super.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They had the Olympian and Godiva, who's in Justice League International, and I think it's interesting they're bringing those characters back. Now that I'm kind of thinking about it on the bigger scale, they have brought quite a few of those characters back in.
Yeah, that's cool.
Surprisingly,
sounds interesting.
It is interesting. It's a darker side. It's exploring the stuff. It is solidly set in the DC universe. It's clearly there, especially with that crossover with iVampire. It was. I recommend it. It's good. I don't know if there's a good jumping on point though. Maybe number 10 is a good jumping on point where they've got a new headquarters and a new mandate.
Oh, okay. Actually, have a plan now, huh?
They kind of do. A little more focused.
That's good.
Yeah. And you know, we chose John Constantine being a real douche, which is what he is.
I think that's part of my problem.
How's that?
I've never really enjoyed team books where the team members don't get along. And when I read those Justice League Dark issues that tied into that iVampire, it's just like, well, they're just you know, they don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know. It just didn't click with me. But you know, you never know. As long as they're out there, I can just push a couple buttons, I might try them out sometime.
Yeah, no, they have a mandate now, and again, number 10 sets the new direction. Jeff Lemire kind of, he's now able to do his, he's able to start the story that he wants to do, whereas clearly Peter Milligan had done his story, he was setting up the crossover with iVampire, and now Lemire, it's fully 100% Jeff Lemire, which again, you're not a fan, I get that, but...
I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I'm just not a big ass fan. It seems to be as everybody else. That's the distinction, you know, I guess. I mean, it's like certain people I'll get it just because they do it. They're doing it. And I know a lot of people like Paul and Scott and a couple of those others. That for them, he's one of those people. But for me, he's not. Just because he's doing it, I'm not going to go out and buy it. I guess that's the difference.
Well, then I guess you're not buying Animal Man.
No. Well, he's not on that anymore, though, is he?
He is.
Oh, he stayed on that? Okay. I thought they switched that around.
No, he's still there. For now. He may leave after the crossover Swamp Thing, but he's still there. It's a good book. I know that Murray is enjoying it, not as much as he would like to, but he's still reading it. I like it. I like the characters. I like the family dynamic. I keep saying it, and I will continue to say it for now, is that it's very Stephen King-ish. But it does kind of feel like they're treading water waiting for this crossover with Swamp Thing that's supposed to happen. I wish they would just get to that. Apparently it's going to have some tie-in with Teen Titans, with Beast Boy.
Okay.
With the whole red.
So that's why he's red.
That is why he's red. That's why Beast Boy over in Titans is red instead of green. And they actually kind of mentioned, not to give away anything for the issue, but in Earth 2 number 3, they hint at it as well.
Oh, yeah, I looked through it. I haven't just – I got that. I got that connection a little bit.
Yeah, they not with this, not with Animal Man, but since Animal Man and Swamp Thing are closely tied with the red and the green, mm-hmm. There is a mention there is some tie in with Earth 2, again, not to give anything away, and then again Titans. So they're making it that both Swamp Thing and Animal Man are important to the DC universe as a whole, mm-hmm. While still being this, you know, Vertigo-esque dark book that they both are.
Right.
And I'm reading Swamp Thing. I'm reading Animal Man. I like them both. Scott Snyder on Swamp Thing. I questioned it initially. It wasn't quite clicking, but lately the last couple issues have been really funky, weird, gross, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
I don't think you're reading that, are you? No.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, neither one.
Okay. Frankenstein, I'm not reading either. Agent of Shade. Also Jeff Lemire.
Nope. I'm off on that.
I haven't read that. I remember I read the OMAC issue, and that was, other than number one, that's the only one I've read.
Same here. Just not my cup of tea.
And I thought Murray
the art was just not, that was what killed it for me.
Okay. Looks like that one of Murray's favorites, Matt Kint, is now writing it.
Yes.
For him, he's doing that.
I thought there was a shuffle on at least one of those ones that Lemire was doing.
Matt Kint, who does Mind Management, who I picked up number one, but I haven't read it yet. So.
Yeah. I've heard about that book. It's getting a lot of good reviews.
I'll get to it eventually. It's out there.
Yeah.
I, Vampire, by Josh Fialkov and Andrea.
Yeah, I didn't get the last issue that came out. I didn't really like the way that Vampire crossover ended, but I might start picking it up digitally now.
He's kind of done this thing that they did with the X-Men, where he's taken all the vampires to Utah. I mean, as opposed to outside of San Francisco, but he's trying to create a community of vampires that only drink cow blood as opposed to human
blood.
Yeah,
see, that was the thing. I was like, it was like, that seemed like a book-ending thing with him having control over all of them, and they're obviously not going to put up with that forever. That's the last one I read, so.
It's interesting. I mean, he's done some things with the Van Helsings are now, as opposed to a family, they're actually an organization.
Think I saw a little bit of that. So.
It's interesting twists. I'm sticking with it.
I might start reading it again.
It's one of those ones. It's not a top or the bottom of the pile for me. Mm-hmm. But every time I read it, I'm like, hell yeah, that was good.
Yeah, see that. I really was enjoying it, and then that crossover happened, it just like all the stuff that I liked about it, which I really can't put a finger on, I just liked it. It just seemed like it was gone after that. And I don't know. I might get the one of the issues and see.
Well, they still got this. The supporting cast is actually still really good. That Mary,
I like that.
Mary is still a really strong character. Those two, I can't remember their names, but the two human characters that were the ones who killed Kane killed Andrew Bennett were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also very good. I wish I could remember their names, but this whole thing with the Van Helsings really in the latest issue. And they're gonna have zombies in it. So.
Oh well, then I have to get it then.
Talk about a money grab. We're gonna put zombies in it. It'll sell. So there'll be zombies in number 11.
I'm so sick of zombies, I tell you.
There'll be zombies versus vampires, or vampires versus zombies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure that's been done already.
It will be done in number 10, in number 11.
I remember a book that came out. It was Werewolves Fighting Vampires on the Moon was the name of it.
I remember that.
Thought that was it's like, okay, whatever.
Time to move on.
Yeah, we just need to think of some kind of gimmick like that, and we can just, you know, just have to think that up. Don't even have to have a plot, and then somebody will just come by that up and make a movie out of it.
It'd be like Mark Millar.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, of the originals that is still being published and is not pending cancellation, is Demon Knights by Mr. Paul Cornell.
I am still reading that. and mostly enjoying it, though it seems like it's the direction is kind of gone a little bit.
Like, it's very D&D right now. Incredibly D&D.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it always has been since issue one, but mm-hmm. the last couple of issues have been incredibly D&D'd.
Mm-hmm.
So I will... Oh, and speaking of that, though they did mention in the latest issue, I think it was Justice League Dark, they mentioned that Mordru, who's a big player in Demon Knights, and Merlin, who's going to become a big player in Demon Knights, they team up, actually, to create this map for the Books of Magic, which is going to, again, be in Justice League Dark.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
So I think that we'll see some of those threads playing out.
See, that's the kind of thing that would bring me kind of read it, because, you know, Mordru, and I like the magic stuff, and that might bring me back.
Well, then maybe Justice League Dark is the place to be, because, again, they just started on a Books of Magic storyline, and okay. I think they're going to bring Tim Hunter into it. We'll see.
Oh, interesting.
Because they mentioned somebody, and they don't give a name, but anybody who's ever read Books of Magic knows Tim Hunter is a big part of the Books of Magic mythos.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they talk about how Mordru and Merlin wrote the Books of Magic.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who, again, are in Demon Knights, which is a great title.
Yeah, I like it.
But you're right. It kind of feels like he's treading water till he gets to his next storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that are going bye-bye with number 12, we were talking about JLI, Captain Atom, Resurrection Man, and Voodoo. Those were of the original 52.
Yeah, they got the third wave titles coming out. I don't know if we've talked about those yet.
Yeah, but just for the tally purposes.
Yes.
I'm still reading 19 of the original 52 titles.
Crap, I wasn't even counting.
No, that's okay. No, I kind of started tallying and realized, well, how many am I actually still sticking with? And it's 19 of the original 52 are still in my read.
That's a good chunk.
It's not bad. And then, of course, I am picking up Earth 2, mm-hmm. World's Finest, Dial H. Yeah, those are the three that are for sure of the new six that I'm going to be sticking with for now. Potentially Batman Inc.
I'm getting Batman Inc., Earth 2, World's Finest for sure. I might continue Ravagers, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I might continue Ravagers. And I read G.I. Combat number one,
mm-hmm.
Which was fine. I just didn't, I wasn't bowled over.
I didn't care for it. I'm not reading anymore.
I guess number two must have come out, so.
Yeah, I'm sure it's out by now.
Yeah, because a couple of the other books are already, Earth 2 and World's Finest number 3 came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Dial H number 3. Sorry.
Yeah.
Dial H is funky. I mean, I'm with it now. Yeah, it's really weird that, mm-hmm. and cool weird. I think
I have to look at it again.
And what else? Some of the minis that we got going on. Shade is creeping to a close here. I think number 9 just came out.
That's a great book. It really is.
I'm enjoying it a lot. I keep forgetting about it, and then when I read it, I'm like, oh yeah, that was kick-ass.
Yeah, it's a really good book. I'm looking forward to reading all those. I just bought the third omnibus of Starman recently. I still haven't read number 2 yet, but I'm looking forward to reading all those because he's on.
Yeah, James Robinson with Earth 2 has been really on, and with Shade, that's one of his characters. I mean, he loves that character for whatever reason, and.
Mm-hmm.
No arguments for me there.
It's really good.
And then we're going to see the next of the Freedom Fighters in Phantom Lady from Justin Gray and Jimmy Palmiotti.
Yeah, I'll probably
also get Dollman in it, mm-hmm. which that's an instant sell for me because I thought Dollman was a cool concept.
Yeah, absolutely.
Night Force, which is
I'm not getting it.
I'm enjoying it. It's number 5 right now. Came out. It's only 7 issues. I'm mm-hmm. I'm committed. And then National Comics starts in I think it starts this month actually.
Yeah, I think it is.
With Kid Eternity, and then I think Looker, and
yeah, which Daimyo was supposedly said none of those are in the New 52 proper universe, which I'm not really sure why that mattered one way or the other, but.
And anybody who believes that is.
Unless it sells, and of course they'll bring it in, you know.
Of course it will.
So.
Let's not be naive here.
Yeah.
I think. Oh my God! I think that's it. And then again, noting on the Wikipedia page the turnaround on how quickly some of these trades and these collectors are going to be coming out.
We didn't talk about the third wave.
The third wave. Talon. Right. What am I going to get here? I'm definitely going to get Team 7.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that. That's going to start with number 0 when they have the 0 month in September. The Phantom Stranger, I'm interested in that story, but Dan Didio's writing it, so I'm not sure how. But Brett Anderson on the art, which is – I love his stuff with Astro City.
I want to see what they do with that.
I
want to see if they go kind of the Sandman route where he's not really in the book.
Yeah.
Sort of background character. I think that would be cool.
Then you have, let's see, Sword and Sorcery.
Sword of Sorcery.
Sword of Sorcery. This guy can have Amethyst back. And Beowulf by Tony Bedard in Jesus Seaz, which I'm not sure how that good that's going to be. We talk about Team 7? Yeah, we did.
And Talon.
Yes, Talon, one of the only one to ever escape from the Court of Owls. Not sure how that's going to go, but he's apparently an escape artist. Scott Snyder is going to write that with his new protege, James Tyrion IV. So
I think it's going to be the third. Well, now I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, I know. But we'll see how that. I'll probably pick it up, but whether I continue to read it or not, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I think we've already committed to getting number ones. So,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm back to the Amethyst thing. I read there was an interview with one of her creators who was not particularly happy with what he heard about the direction for the character.
No. So, yeah, he wasn't.
That's
too bad.
It is too bad. And then we've got, I think we're going to be seeing over in DC Universe Presents, we're going to be seeing The Black and the Blue, which I think looks cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. The new Blue Devil and Black Lightning.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, also because it's by, what's his name? The guy who did Manhunter. It's going to kill me.
And Draco.
Thank you very much. Mark and Draco, thank you.
Yes, yeah, I like his stuff too. I think
so DC's still going to be getting a shitload of money from me.
I think he did some Batgirl one, too. The Cassie one.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, and by the way, anybody out there who has a spare waffle, send it to DC so you can get your Stephanie Brown back.
Yes, Stephanie Brown. But let's see.
Category of I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that I could take or leave that character.
So I think wow.
That is it. Almost 2 hours later.
See, 19 of the original 52 I'm still getting,
mm-hmm.
and then three of the new second wave, or two of the new second wave are strong
mm-hmm.
for to Dubai pile, and of the ones to look forward to, three of the new four look like ones I would like to get.
I'm going to get all the at least the zeros of all of those and then go from there.
Yeah, I just... Talent, I don't know. I just...
I don't see how that's going to work either, but I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, well, that's going to put the Batman family of titles, I think, at 15 or 16, something like that.
It's a huge amount.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. So, no, it'll put it at 13 with Talon and Batman Inc.
Mm-hmm.
13 books out of the... The core 52 books are going to be Batman books.
Yeah.
Literally a quarter of the books.
That's what's selling, so.
Jesus.
And Batman kicks ass.
I just watched The Dark Knight. The girls were out of town for a couple of days, so we're watching stuff that we wouldn't necessarily watch with the girls. And
yeah.
We had watched the... we had watched the Batman Begins with them, mm-hmm. and we thought, well, if we're going to go see the new one with the girls, that we should watch all three. So we decided to test run number two on us to see if we'd like. Oh my god, that is one violent ass movie.
Oh yeah, I saw. I've been very careful not to watch any trailers of that or learn as too much because I knew Bane was in it, so I kind of knew what might happen. I saw the first trailer ever when I went and saw Spider-Man yesterday, and it's going to be even more so, I think.
Number two.
It looks like they're going to combine two different storylines from Batman history, so it should be interesting.
Cool. All right. Oh my god, we are at almost 2 hours. You're right. Holy moly.
And one little thing that I thought was interesting, it happens 8 years after the last movie.
Yeah, hey, real quick, what is the span of time between movie one and movie two? Do we know?
I would think maybe a year or two, not too much.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wasn't certain because, yeah, like you said, it's gonna be 8 years between movie three and movie, or movie two and movie three.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
We will do a synopsis review when all three of us have had an opportunity to.
Yes, I will be seeing it. I don't know if we were recording when I was telling Caleb this earlier, but local movie theater is having a midnight showing, and I found out about that. I had to go, and then they told me that they were rescreening the first two Batman movies before it. So I will be going to the movie theater on Thursday at 6 o'clock and probably not being getting out of there until 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So I'm going to see all three of those. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And guess who's calling in sick on that Friday?
Well, see, that's the beauty of it. That Friday is my work from home day, so... So if I'm a little late to crawl in here into the den in here where I record, then it's not that big of a deal.
I was going to say, guess who's going to be napping most of that Friday?
Yeah, see, so I get to sit here and wait for, you know, I hear the IM go off, then I can wake up and type, but otherwise I'm...
it'll be emergency patch day.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. I just jinxed you, man. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. It's all good. I'm always the one, if anything can happen badly, it's going to. So I'm already looking forward to it.
You're our John Stewart. Okay.
Yeah, speaking of which, I have to go to work here in a little bit. One of my servers are down. I have to go kick it with a sledgehammer.
Okay, well, you enjoy that. We'll catch up next week.
Yes.
For those who are interested, again, we're very strong on the new 52. I think that goes without saying.
Yep.
But I said it anyhow.
Yep. And as always, if you can contact us at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com, give us some comments, suggestions, gripes. Nah, we probably won't read those, but you can go ahead and gripe if you want. And of course, there's always the Facebook page. You got a lot of good conversation on there. The Twitter feed, trying to tweet some more. That's @TFTLongbox. What else? Oh, yeah, you can actually comment on the actual website, which we had somebody do the other day. I just saw it a little bit ago. Didn't make much sense. I think it was somebody with English that's not their first language, but that's okay. We appreciate it anyway.
Not ours either, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we appreciate that anyway, so. That's all I got.
All right, well, cool, and we'll see Murray back here in a couple weeks. He's off doing arty stuff.
Yes, arty stuff, that's right.
Okay. Well, as always, it's been real.
Right. Okay. And we're out.
Cool. So,
yes.
Next week, we have to do it in the evening, because as I said in the Facebook, I'm going to be back from Utah that day, so.
That's fine. We can do it anytime.
Okay, so in the evening then. But we'll catch up this week and just kind of fin and nail it down a little bit better.
Okay, that's cool. Sounds great.
All right. Go to the bathroom.
All right.
Okay, bye.